last game was one of the hardest to win. It maybe didn't look that way in the first round. Is there anything you can take from the way you guys put away Minnesota?
I think we came out, obviously, with a lot of excitement and jumped on it quick. So, exciting opportunity for us, going back home, chance to close out a series. So we're excited about it.
You joked about not grocery shopping the next couple of days. I don't know, maybe it wasn't a joke. What is it going to be like? What has it been like this spring?
Yeah, the people are really excited. There's quite a buzz going around the city, so we expect it to be pretty fun tomorrow night.
I know you guys got contributions from all four lines last night. You guys were able to really play well as 12th, but just what worked so well again for you and Mark and Kyle in last night's game to combine for the points that you did and get the goals that you did when you needed?
I think Kyle was real loose last night, and you could see he was looking to make plays, and he was darting into holes, kind of like we're used to seeing him do. So I think Scheif and I just try to create a lot of space. When he's got a jump like that, Kyle can be pretty dynamic in open space. And, you saw last night that he had a lot of jump.
Do you want your guys to be thinking about the possibilities? Like, do you want them to think about what it will mean if you win tomorrow night and the chance to go to a conference final? Or how do you feel about that?
We're worried about it's a hockey game, the magnitude of it, what it means. I think those are things you'll think about when it's all over with. That's noise. It's kind of a distraction. You know what I mean? I think what we're focused on is what's given us success all year long, and that's just finding a way to win one hockey game. If we're able to do that, then, when it's all said and done, you're reflecting on the season, then you'll start to think about what you accomplished and the magnitude of the situation. But can't make it bigger than a game.
That approach, I was just going to follow that up. That approach doesn't sound like fun, but you guys also talk about wanting to have fun and enjoy this for the moments that it is. How do you kind of make that work?
Well, Paul, winning's fun, mm-hmm. and that's how we've won.
Yeah.
Earlier on, even in the second, third week of September, Blake, you guys talked about playoffs or bust. At what point, was there a point in the season when you felt like maybe that just wasn't quite enough?
Well, you never want to get too far ahead of yourself, I think we started having some success, and, when it's a little bit new to your group, you don't know if it's real, if it's, just a one-off, or if it's sustainable. We started having sustainable success, and guys were, playing really well. We were starting to put together some pretty good runs. We knew that we had a real group, that our team was real, that we weren't just a flash in the pan, or that, we were going to have a good month and then go away. I think that's what gave us confidence. I don't think, we looked further ahead than the next game really all year. We wanted to make the playoffs. When we did that, I think we were just excited that we had an opportunity. And being one of 16 teams gives you an opportunity. That's really all you can ask for.
Was there a point that you could think of, like at any point in the season, where you thought that you looked at this group and thought there's something special here? Like, was there one night or one reaction to something?
I can't remember anything specifically, but it definitely happened at some point, when I knew that we had a legitimate team. Obviously, once we traded for Staz, that solidified that, and made you think that we had a pretty special group. But with that being said, you go into the playoffs with the second best record in the league, it doesn't mean anything. You clean slate, you start over, and I guess, like I said, all we were excited about was we had an opportunity. We were in the mix, and it gave us a chance.
Kyle gets on the score sheet last night. Matthew Perreault returns to the lineup, and he gets goals. How much more dangerous does this team become when the offensive depth is spread around and showcased like that?
It has been all year. It's been what's given us success all year. It hasn't been one line or a couple guys. It's been typically typically it's been balanced, you know, throughout the lineup in our wins. There have been nights where one line's carried us, and then the next night the next line carries us. And I think if you're going to have a good team and good runs in the playoffs, you got to spread the wealth and you got to have guys step up. And I think we've had that all year.
Yesterday, Paul said that I think he said you guys were in Dallas when at the trade deadline, and there was a discussion between you and him about Paul Stastny. I'm talking about Paul Maurice, mm-hmm. About Paul Stastny. Do you remember that?
Yep.
What was that like? I mean, he said that you know that you said, oh wow, this guy's a better player even than you think.
Yeah. Well, I've known Stas for a long time, you know, I played a lot of hockey with him, and I know what kind of guy he is, what kind of player he is, you know. So I guess when we were looking to add at the deadline and his name came up, you know, I was excited about that, about the prospect. You never know how realistic it is, but, you know, I just think what I was trying to say was when – you play against Stas, you know, you know he's a really good player and a tough guy to play against. But I think when you're around him, you know, every day in practice, coaching him every day in a game, you really appreciate how great of a player he is, how smart he is, the little things he does that maybe go unnoticed if you just kind of see him one night out of a lot of games. So I know for a fact that everyone that's been around him has been blown away with, you know, how he is in the room, what type of person he is. And then add on top of that, he's a great player for us.
Just one quick one. You know, they came so close last year, the Preds. So, you know, a lot of onus on them to want to get back. When a team is that desperate, like what do you think it's going to be like tomorrow night against a desperate club like that?
Well, yeah, we're expecting, you know, their best game of the season. But we haven't worried about the other team all year. We're not starting to worry about the other team now. We're extremely excited about our opportunity, and it's this year, and this is a great opportunity for our team. And, you know, like I said, we're full on expecting to play our best game of the season tomorrow night. Gives us no guarantees, but we play our best game of the year. It's going to give us a chance to win.
You were talking about the frenzy in the town and how cool it's been. Can you even imagine that they can possibly step it up more inside and outside the arena than they already have, because it sounds like they're pretty much going to?
Yeah. I mean, these things build. It's going to continue building. You know, we expect that, but, you know, I answered the question earlier in the series too. It's not our celebration. It's for the people in Winnipeg. You know, they've been with us every step of the way through this journey, and, you know, good on them for enjoying every moment of it. That's what they should be doing.